Nick Smith is right here on the radio with us. Nick,
Steve,
covering...
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I think I heard you play the promo just before you introduced me here, and I'm thinking, wow, if I could get that to play every time I walked into a room, that would really help people recognize where News Nation is and pay attention there and discover us.
Oh, you got it. In fact, take the bus. I'll go with you, and I'll play the promo as you go on the bus every time.
Exactly. So, you know, that wouldn't be a bad idea. I'm actually a big fan, honestly, of riding public transportation. I think that is the best way to explore Chicago, hands down.
I agree, and we talked to the mayor about safety regarding that earlier. So covering news in Chicago or anywhere isn't always good news, but you do have some inspiring news stories that touched you this past year.
Absolutely, I do. One of them, I cannot wait to share. It's the work that I'm doing, honestly, with Chicago Lighthouse. I stumbled into this story simply because they were putting on their first run of the year. You're like, Chicago Lighthouse, many people may or may not be familiar with Chicago Lighthouse. They really do work with the blind and visually impaired here in the city, but also those who are dealing with other challenges as well. And what they really do is they work to help those who are experiencing those challenges become completely self-sufficient. So it's not a charity or a handout. What they do is they help them develop real skills so that they can be self-employed and self-sustaining. And I had an opportunity to work with them over the summer as they were putting together a run where they were trying to raise money and awareness of how some of their members are athletes in and of themselves. Met a gentleman there named Tim, who has been running marathons. He is completely blind. Tim runs with a guide. And I tell you, the guy changed my life. If I could have fallen in love with somebody, that would have been the guy right there.
Wow. Why? I mean, clearly, he's blind, he's running, but there must be more to it than that. It must have to do with his attitude, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Not only the attitude, but how he like inspires and encourages others. He's older and he lost his sight. And I asked him at one point if it were more difficult to have been sighted at one point and then to lose your sight. And he doesn't know it any other way. But what he decided he would not do, Steve, is become a victim. So what he did was he made sure that he stayed proactive, stayed active, and that he worked with others to let them know not only about Chicago Lighthouse, but how they too could be self-sufficient and self-sustaining, because those with disabilities of any kind, they really don't want to depend on you and depend on me. They want to be self-sufficient. And one of the things that Chicago Lighthouse does is it really helps them develop those tools so that they can do just that. And so meeting him this summer, I got directly involved and started to find out different ways that I could even do more with them. So that has become my new passion project, many of whom with Chicago Lighthouse, their clients are also veterans, which is also a connection of mine. So it just spoke to me, Steve.
Yeah, I understand. Except that when you said he's older, if you say he's 32, you know you're in big trouble.
Listen, then that would make me a senior as well. Okay. Let me be very clear. So, I believe Tim, I want to be kind. I think Tim is probably late 50s, early 60s. But the fact that he is still running marathons, in fact, he did seven different marathons last year.
That's amazing. I mean, you could be 32 and do a marathon, and certainly credit to you. I'm standing up and talking with Nick Smith of News Nation about good news stories. We talked about the Chicago Lighthouse and one gentleman who happens to be visually impaired, who runs marathons, multiple marathons every year. But you have more for us.
You know, I had an opportunity this year also to work with the Church, First Church of Deliverance over at 41st in Wabash. And the reason we went over there is they actually still have an old Hammond B3 organ. And those things are so hard to find, but their ties to music, R&B, rhythm and blues, and gospel music was so rich and fun that we profiled them for Black History Month. And it was just a fun story to do. The pastor there still plays every Sunday for the congregation. And even as music and instrumentation has evolved, they still incorporate it into the sounds of the church. And it's just it was just an amazing experience to be there. Now, mind you, my mother would love if I made more trips to church more regularly and not just to cover stories. But it was just an awesome, awesome experience. It really was, Steve. And then the other story I just want to mention to you briefly, I'm sure you're familiar with Corwin Leather Company over in Bucktown. Those guys actually craft the leather made for the actual NFL footballs. And so we profiled them just talking about their ties to the Super Bowl each year. And, you know, last year when I met them, I said, hey, if the Bears make it, can I get a football before, you know, they actually send it to them? Unfortunately, our season didn't go the way I wanted it to, so I don't know that they will still hold true on that commitment to give me one of the actual game balls, but it's still an amazing company, and it's still family-owned after more, since I want to say since the early 60s, they've been family-owned, and they've been producing the actual leather used for many other professional sports, but specifically the NFL.
You know, I think those are the best stories, aren't they? When you, it's fine if you cover something big industry does, and the maybe a good thing, maybe a great thing they do, and that's good. But when a mom and pop business, so to speak, is even surviving these days, right, and is
Absolutely.
Doing something good, yeah.
Absolutely, not only surviving but actually thriving. And I think that more often than not, we all become victims of convenience, and we go to the big box stores and we don't think about it. But just taking those few seconds to stop and maybe shop in Bucktown, shop in Harvey, shop in Dixmoor, shop in the communities in which you live and work can really make a difference. And not only does it help, honestly, as you and I both know, the small businesses there, but it helps the community at large.
Yeah. Very well said. Nick Smith, it is good to meet you. You can find Nick on News Nation anytime, and he only covers good news. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day. Happy
Thank
holidays.
You.